App of the Week is brought to you by MaxStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Joining me in studio now, Chris Miller from MaxStation for App of the Week. And App of the Week is one of my favorite apps. I am a Skype fan, but I basically use Skype on my notebook or on my desktop computer. I don't use it on a lot of devices, but you think I can.
Oh, yeah, it's changing. With the fact that 3G is much faster than it used to be and Wi-Fi is just so accessible now, I have a conversation with a friend of mine who moved to Australia, full video communication, phone to phone, now iPad to iPad. And it's a little boxy, but it works just fine.
So what are you using the forward-facing camera on your iPod Touch or on your iPhone?
That's correct.
And you're using that. And so you're actually video conferencing on Skype. You're not just having a phone call.
Yeah, phone calls for grandpa. We got video now.
Phone calls for grandpa. I mean, phone calls are still good.
Yeah, they have their place.
So talk to me about the technical setup. Is it a challenge working on your iPad, on your iPod Touch? Do you have to pay attention to what network you're on?
This is one of those devices that is really based more on the service than the app on the device. Mm-hmm. Once you get Skype up and running, once you have your account, which just about everybody does now, you just download the app, plug in your account information, and it works just exactly the same way as Skype does on your computer or on anything else. The only time you do want to pay attention to what network you're on is if you are going to have a video communication, if you have a lower data plan. Video will chew up your data rather quickly. Other than that, it's as simple as to be.
Now, when you go to make a phone call, if you've got a Skype plan that has the ability to call landlines and call cell phones, do you get an option pop up if you want to make this call by your dialer or by Skype on the Mac, on the Apple OS?
What you do is you select a contact, okay, and then you then would have their email, their phone number, and if it's a landline, it shows up as landline. If it's a mobile phone, an iPhone, it'll show up as an iPhone.
Okay.
And if you select the iPhone, it'll give you the option to do video or not.
Okay. What I'm talking about is when you just are calling from your contact list. For instance, I've just been playing with an Android phone. And when I go to make a phone call from my contact list, it says, do you want me to use your dialer or do you want to use Skype? Because it has Skype installed. Do you have that option with the Apple stuff at that point?
Not on an iPhone. Okay. Not that I've seen in any case.
So you'd actually have to go through and choose and be within the Skype app to make that call.
Yeah. The reason for that is, of course, FaceTime.
Yes. So FaceTime is a different option. So position FaceTime then against Skype. Where am I going to use which one?
Well, FaceTime will work over Wi-Fi. It has. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work over the 3G currently.
Okay. And it only works with people with Apple hardware.
Who also have FaceTime, yeah. So yeah. Anybody with a MacBook. It took over for iChat, if you're familiar with iChat.
Absolutely. Good. So Skype is now ready for prime time on all of the Apple devices.
Works smooth.
And we will have a blog post that describes this all and on our site. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
App of the Week is brought to you by MaxStation. Book a one-on-one training with our Apple specialists or sign up for one of our free workshops. Get the most out of your Mac with MaxStation.